field has been narrowed, and now it's on to the regional round of the MHSAA tournament. Tonight, the USA Patriots continue their trek down to the road of the Breslin Center as they take on the Ithaca Yellow Jackets. Good evening and hello from the distant land of Banax, Michigan, host of Region 24 of the MHSAA tournament. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network, and I'm Clark Ramsey, your host for tonight. And to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Mooney.
The road to the Breslin Center. You know, Clark, by advancing through the state tournament, we just backtracked 17 miles from Cass City onto this regional here in Bad Axe. But it is great to be here to follow the USA Patriots.
With us once again is the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. Paul P. Adams.
It's good to be back. I love regional action. And you know what? I love it better when I only have to drive across town to get here.
A week ago, 14 teams in the Greater Thumb Conference were still live in the postseason. Now, just 7 days later, only two remain. KPAC and the other will be seen tonight, the USA Patriots. The red, white, and blue return to the regional semifinals for the fourth straight year.
You know, KPAC is at the Sandusky Regional site, taking on my old high school, Madison Heights Madison. Now, if the Chief advance, they're going to go ahead and take on the defending state champion, Detroit Edison Pioneers, and that was the last team that had defeated the USA Patriots.
The Patriots cruised through district play last week in Cass City with almost no bumps in the road. USA won three games by an average of 21-plus points. Tonight, the competition gets a bit tougher and taller as they face off with the 17-4 Ithaca Yellow Jackets.
This is a classic littles versus bigs matchup, and we're going to see if the USA speed can conquer Ithaca's size.
Sometimes she thinks coaches are blowing smoke when they tell you how big a team really is. We just saw Ithaca out here warming up. They are huge.
Region 24 is ready to begin between USA, Ithaca, Millington, and Flint Beach, and it's just a half hour away. March Madness continues, and you're listening to the WNLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
March into savings with Thumb Cellular's Deals of the Month. If you've been holding off switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, now is the time to change because all smartphones at Thumb Cellular are discounted with a 2-year contract. Get up to $80 off Androids and $25 off all iPhones. Plus, with the purchase of a smartphone on contract, you'll receive a $10 iTunes or Google Play gift card. Looking for new accessories? Listen to this. Buy 2, save $10 with a $30 minimum purchase, or buy 3, save $25 with a $60 minimum purchase. And new this month, Thumb Cellular is introducing data buckets as an add-on to any existing data plan. Whether you need an additional 10, 30, 60, or 100 gigs of data, you can buy what you need and nothing more. Get 25% off standard pricing when you purchase during the month of March. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals for all of the details. If you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Switch to Thumb Cellular and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb. Terms and conditions apply.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Share teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, more motor sales of Caro and more Shoreline of Seapwing, 3 Point Chiropractic, Bayport State Bank, USA Schools, Think USA, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service in Stacks Market of Owendale, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and Agri Valley Services on the blazing speed of their 4G LTE wireless network. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams joining with us right now from courtside in the distant land of Bad Axe, Michigan. Region 24 is being hosted by Bad Axe this year, which is a nice change of pace from the Burtons of the past about 17 years.
Oh, we do travel, don't we?
Yes, we do. And Paul, of course, always good to have you here from the Tribune.
It's good to be here, and I'll tell you where it's better to be here than where we were, I don't know, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago when we went to Flint Beach? Or, oh, boy, it was good to experience one time, but I hope I never go back there.
All right, let's talk about USA's opponent tonight as they're USA against Ithaca in the region semifinals of Division III. Ithaca Yellow Jackets, the answer tonight at 17-4 overall, the first time back to regionals in 4 years. They finished 12-2 in the Tri-Valley West this year, which put them in second place, one game behind Saginaw Valley Lutheran. That name might ring a bell for some USA fans. They're coached by Jim Thompson. He's been the coach for 9 years, and over that time, an impressive run. He's gone 162-46. That's a .779 batting average over 9 years. In that time, he's accrued 4 league titles, 3 districts, and 1 regional championship, which was in his first year. On offense, Ithaca scores 51.6 points per game. That's 8 points less than USA's offense on average, but they have averaged only 50 points in the postseason, less than their overall. On defense, Ithaca's defense is for real. They're giving up just 39.3 per game, but that's still 3.5 points more than USA's defense. But they're averaging 32 points in the tournament, 7 points less than their overall season average. The average margin of victory for Ithaca this season, 12.3 points in their favor, and that's 11 points less than USA per game. Ithaca began the season going 5-0, and in total, they won 10 of games of their first 12 tries. Of Ithaca's 4 losses this year, just 4 of them, 2 of them have come in overtime, and none of them have been more than 10 points. They defeated St. Charles and New Lothrop last week by an average of 13.5 points to secure their district title, which was hosted by Ithaca. That was Ithaca's first district championship since 2016.
Now, Clark, on February 11th, the Patriots went toe-to-toe, 4 overtimes, with a team that Ithaca finished runner-up to. That's Saginaw Valley Lutheran. The score was 65-60. Now, we're going to talk about that later. There is a lot to expand upon that particular game.
I do think that even though these two teams haven't met, I think the fact that they do have a common opponent really does help both of these